This is Zach Reuter. I'm with the Toronto Media Co-op. Who am I speaking to?
Since we last spoke, our people have went into the area of Huygens to see what was really going on there.
Mm-hmm.
Barrier Lake has signed an agreement for harmonization, but that was just only the first step to bringing in the trilateral agreement. So there's another step for them to take, and it's something that the people do not agree with. And we have been going there. I would go take pictures. We would all take each other's taking films and pictures and so on. Right now, we're just focused on working with our own people, like all the Algonquin Nation, get them involved. And also working with other First Nations and so on.
So now, what is your group? What are the groups that you're working with? Is it the Traditional Elders Council, or is it just...
Well, there's a Traditional Elders Council, and then there's the Women's Council, there's a Men's Council, and the Youth Council. That's how we're structured. The Algonquin Traditional People of the One Nation.
There is a perception here that there's some sort of victory for the Algonquins, and that Barrier Lake or Ponyon Lake is no longer an issue. Is that correct?
I don't think there's any victory right now. There's nothing that has been completely settled. Nothing. Nobody can say there's victory yet.
And can you tell me about the arrests that happened?
The arrest took place this morning. Apparently it was at 7 this morning or earlier.
Mm-hmm.
The first person the SQ went to go see was Joe Wawadi at Mary's camp, just across from our camp at the airport. And we received a couple of texts, and people came by to let us know that the arrests are being made between Joe Wawadi and Louise Wawadi.
So why were they arrested?
They were arrested this morning. Louise was the first one arrested.
But why were for what? What were they arrested for?
I was told it was violation of the conjunction that was given.
The injunction?
The injunction, excuse me, yeah.
Okay, and when was the injunction given?
Before the 24th of July.
And what did the injunction spell out?
They arrested Joe because it was something to do with standing in front of a tractor, and I'm still getting into more details with Louise, but all I know is that they put an injunction on the family, the family that are looking at the area.
Shannon, can you tell me what is the divide in the community, or what is the divide even between different parts of the Wawate family?
Different intentions. Their intention was to bring in that trilateral agreement that we spoke about before. And our people on this side, the traditional people, don't want log cutting at all. And it is a scary time right now when you see our own people arguing and all that. I do believe that our people will come together as one soon, not soon, but eventually they will come together. I do believe that there's going to be peace from all this, because in the end, what we're going to remember is what our ancestors fought for us to have what we still have.
Okay, thank you very much for speaking with me today. Toronto Media Co-op is going to be following this story.
All right.